insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 60th verse of Surah An-Nur. Now let's listen to this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والقواعد من النساء اللاتي لا يرجون نكاحا فليس عليهن جناح أن يضعن ثيابهن غير متبرجات بزينة وأن يستعففن خير لهم والله سميع عليم.
And women of post-menstrual age who have no desire for marriage, there is no blame upon them for putting aside their outer garments, but not displaying adornment. But to modestly refrain from that is better for them. And Allah is hearing and knowing.
So this 60th verse is one of the exceptions of Islamic rules. In this verse, an exception for the ordinance of veil of women is mentioned. And this verse exempts old women from the previous ordinance, which was covering their faces and their bodies with veil. So there are two important conditions for this exception. The first is that the woman must be reaching an age in which there is no usually hope of marriage, and they have lost totally their sexual attraction completely. And the second important condition is that although they have reached this stage, they must be not wearing any cosmetics. And this is the only time that they can take away their veils. So the verse says that Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. And this is an important case because since some old women may misuse this calculated and lawful freedom and do have some mischievous activities and have possibly some improper talking with men and have impure thoughts altogether. In the end of the verse, as a warning, it is said, Wallahu sami'un alim. Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. He hears what is told. He knows what is in the hearts and what is in the minds. So, in short, the matter of veiling is one of the stable and necessary ordinances of Islam, but the issues of how the veil should be is dependent on the matter of not stirring sexual desires and saving chastity and modesty. This is the embodiment of the orders and rules of Islam regarding veiling. So the principle that this group of women are accepted from the ordinance of veiling is not a matter of discussion among Islamic scholars and learned people, because the text of the Quran expresses it and it is totally mentioned explicitly. But there are some words about its characteristics, including the age of these women, in what age the ordinance of women in advanced years covers women. وَالْقَوَاعِدُ مِنَ النِّسَى. What is the meaning? And this is what requires more discussion.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Brothers and sisters, in some Islamic narration, it has been interpreted as old women, this وَالْقَوَاعِدُ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ, while in other narrations, it has been interpreted as women retirement from marriage. Some Islamic jurists and commentators think that it means the end of menstruation, the age of barrenness, and people's reluctance to marry such women. Apparently, all of these meanings refer to one reality. The reality is that the woman must be so old that no one would like to marry, although some of such women may rarely get married. Moreover, about the part of the body that these women can show, there are some different interpretations in Islamic traditions. While the Holy Quran says vaguely that there is no problem for such women to take off their garments, of course, their outer clothes. In some narrations, we read the answer to this question that gives garments more light. In Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "This is something like chador that is usually used in Islamic countries." While in other narrations, it has been interpreted as a scarf. Apparently, there is no inconsistency between the Islamic traditions. The purpose is that there is no problem for such women to uncover their head and to show their hair, neck, and face. Even in some traditions and jurist words, the wrist is exempted. But we have no reason about more than this very extension for its exemption. Anyway, all of these are for the time that such women do not apply cosmetics and to cover their hidden adornments as others are enjoined to. So this ordinance is not obligatory that they cover themselves, but if they do veil themselves as other women do, it is more preferred, as it is explicitly mentioned in the end of the verse, because there is the possibility of deviation and offense in such people, although very rarely. Thank you for staying with us, brothers and sisters. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by
all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.